care of us, shalom. Okay, so just the plan of action, Bez Hashem. Today we're going to do Isur Nilas Sandal B'Yom HaKippurim. Tomorrow we're going to have a double shear, so we'll have a shear at 11 till 12, and then another shear at 1 to 2:30, which will include a Chumash shear as well. Okay, and if you still haven't signed up with Yoni Kirshner, please do so. And he will be informing you, he will be calling you sometime over, either before Sukkot or over Chol HaMoed. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, there's going to be a bus going. And to let you know what time to meet the bus, v'chule, I assume it's going to go from YU. And this way, everyone who wants to come could come, and it won't be hard. Okay, and I encourage everyone who could come to come. Okay, and we'll call it. Okay. We know one of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Nilas HaSandal. One of the Hei Inuyim said you're not allowed to wear a sandal, a shoe. And we'll have to see. The question is, how do we fulfill this? So we know from our practice, from when we grew up, we were always told, well, you can't wear leather shoes. So we wear sneakers or other things. And we have to see how that fits into the, you know, the sugi. Is that true? You could just wear sneakers? Or maybe Nilas HaSandal means you have to go barefoot. Maybe it means you have to go barefoot. You know, maybe you can wear socks, but not necessarily anything else. So that's what we should explore in our understanding of the sugya. Nilas HaSandal menalun dechsi v'dovid ola b'mala ha'zeisim ola u'bocha v'rosh lo chofoi v'holech yachiv v'holech yachiv. So David, Pasuk says, was walking yachiv. Yachiv min ma'ay lav min Nilas HaSandal. So it must be Yochev means from Nilas HaSandal. Amar of Nachman for Yitzchak mihacha lechu pasachta asach mi arag masnecha unalcha tachlots mi arag lecha. You should take off your shoe uksi vayaskein haloch arom v'yochev. So you see that the definition of Yochev is to take off your shoe. So the definition of Yochev means without a shoe. Now, if you'll take a look, Rabosai, in the Gemara, on page 2, in Yuma Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, on the very bottom, Sukkah Miboy Lehu, Marlot Seis B'Sandal Shal Sham B'Yom HaKippur. What does Sham mean? What Rashi say? What does Rashi say? It's like a plant. Min guma shekorim poi. What? A papyrus. So it's like a shoe made out of leaves type of thing. What? A bamboo shoe. In other words, you take pieces of bamboo and you make a shoe out of them. So if you make a shoe out of bamboo, who said it's bamboo? Jastro, okay. I think the article says rush. Whatever that means. Shoe out of rush. Okay, so you made the shoe out of bamboo. Could you wear it in Yom Kippur? So
Omar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmeni al Ragav Omar Nira Isis Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
I saw the holy rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi,
Sheyotza besandal shalsham biyom HaKippur.
That in Yom Kippur, this rabbi was wearing a shoe made out of bamboo.
Amida Lebetaina Sibur. And maybe it was talking about a Tainus Tzibur where when they didn't have rain, they would be gozer a Tainus Tzibur, and then they would also have to abstain from all types of things. So, immediately, but Tainus Tzibur, I'm sorry, Tainus Tzibur Mai, what's the din of Tainus Tzibur? I'm really loshno,
that a Tainus Tzibur also is the same halacha,
that he could wear it. Amma Rabba Barchana Ani Raisi is Rabbalozer de Min Ninve Shayotza Besandal Shosham the Tainus Tzibur. I saw him do it on a Tainus Tzibur that he wore this type of shoe. Taminale Biyom Kippur Mai, and then I asked, what's the din of Biyom Kippur? Amalei Loshna, it's the same. Rav Yehuda Nafik Berehitni Rashi Min Sham. He also wore a bamboo shoe. Abai Nafak Bidahutsi.
A shoe made out of what? What? What do you say? Lulav. So I guess you take the leaves of a lulav and you make a shoe out of it. A lulav shoe.
Rava Nafik Bidikli. He, Rashi, shall asav him.
Grass. Took pieces of grass. I guess a lot of pieces of grass. And made a shoe out of grass, yes. It's like a. Yeah, like a straw, like straw. Okay.
Rab bar Rav Chavuna Karech Sudra Akare.
He would take a suitor, like a hanky, and he would tie it around his foot, and that's the way he would go out on Yom Kippur.
Venafik. Masiv Rami Bar Chama Hakiteya Yotze Bekavshalo Divrei Meir of Yossi Oser.
What's a kiteya? What? Amputee. So what? What is an amputee? He has what? A peg leg. He has a peg leg. So could he wear that peg leg on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos? Is that considered his shoe? So Gemara first talks about what about Shabbos? Because Shabbos, you're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to have other things. In other words, anything that's considered your clothing is okay.
So, Akiteya Yosef Kavshalo Divrei Rav Meir.
So Rav Meir says you're allowed to wear the peg leg on Shabbos.
And Rav Yossi Oser. And Rav Yossi says not. Because he says it's not a shoe. The Tana love shovin, but they both agree.
See, you might think that the machlokas whether it's a shoe or not. So according to the opinion that says it's a shoe, then it's also on Yom Kippur. And according to the opinion that says that it's not a shoe and therefore you can't use it on Shabbos, but you should be able to use it on Yom Kippur.
But the Gemara says no.
That even though there's a machlokas by Shabbos whether it's a shoe, by Yom Kippur everyone agrees that it's also lotzisbo, by Yom Kippur.
So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? What?
Why is it also meaning? We just saw all these Amorim wore all these things, so why are those things mutter and these and the amputee can't use his foot? What's the difference?
Amar Abai Hosam to East Beik Titin.
No, because of the amputee, they used to put cushions, you know, on top of the thing that they were putting in his leg, so it gave him hana.
So the Gemara asked the kashan, Mishum Tanuk? Mishum Tanuk. So Amalei Rava. If you love mono, who titin mashvalei mono?
Manavshach. If it's not, there's no isser in sitting on a nice cushion on Yom Kippur. Right? There's no isser of sitting on a cushion on Yom Kippur. So if the cushion, if it's not a shoe, but the fact that there's a cushion there, a little rag there that makes it more comfortable, why does that make it usser? As we're saying that even the mandomer holds it's not a shoe on Shabbos, but on Yom Kippur you can't use it. So you want to tell me because there's a cloth that makes it comfortable? What does that do anything? Any tanug that's not shal Yom Kippur shouldn't be usser. If it's a tanug, but if it's not something one of the heyinuyim, then it's not usser. There's no say you can't you know, if it's you can't sit on a put a nice cushion on your foot or a nice thing.
So what's the problem? Rabbi Baruch Huna have a karach sudra kari v'nafik. What we can tell you, save him. He has been skilled. He didn't cloud the drasha. Labi is keeping the scene. Ella, Rava, but all of them kuli alma minhulu.
No, everyone agrees it is a shoe. That's why you can. So it is a shoe. That's why you can't. In other words, the whatchamacallit, the amputee's thing is considered a halachic shoe. So his fake leg is halachically considered a shoe. Because I guess what's the definition of a shoe? A shoe means anything that you put on your feet to help you walk is a shoe. So I wouldn't have thought that the amputee's thing is called a shoe, right? Because it doesn't look like a shoe, but that's what a shoe is. So it is a shoe. So if it's a shoe, you can't use it, what? On Yom Kippur. So why was the machlokas on Shabbos?
So the Gemara says on Shabbos is a different reason why there's an opinion that says you can't use it on Shabbos. Pligi. Mar sovar gazrinan dilma mishtamit v'asi l'suyu dalar amas mar sovar m'lo gazrinan.
Whereas the question is whether we are afraid that on Shabbos it's going to get loose and you might it might fall off your and then you might carry it. So that's the question, whether you can use it on Shabbos. Everyone agrees really on Shabbos you should be able to use it because it is a minnow. The only question is, one opinion says you shouldn't use it on Shabbos because you're going to come to carry it, because it'll come to fall off and come to carry it. But Meiker Din, it is a shoe. So Mamele, if it is a shoe, now we understand why in Yom Kippur you can't use it.
One second. Vashi, Minahu, Hilkach Yom Kippur also. Well, the Hibni, the Hutsu, love Minahim. But the other ones are not even a shoe.
Yeah. Oh, so the question is, so the Maraim, so we're saying that what? That it is a shoe. So the question is, what's the difference for both sides? The Kav, everyone agrees that the amputee can't use it on Yom Kippur because it's a shoe. So the question is, what's the difference between that and all the cases above of the shoe of bamboo? Yeah? The shoe of bamboo.
So can you say that those made of shoes that are mine or they were just almost like covering the feet of amputee, the regular shoes of walk?
So what does it do?
It just covers up your feet.
And why do you want to cover your feet?
You don't want to walk on the pebbles.
You don't want to walk on the pebbles.
Right.
Oh, so maybe the definition of a shoe is something that really helps you walk. This just stops you from getting hurt. It really doesn't help you walk. In other words, you have to walk on your own, basically, when you have the bamboo shoe. It doesn't help you walk. It's just you don't want to walk on the mud. You don't want to walk on the thing, so you cover up your thing. So you're saying the definition of a shoe is something that helps you walk. So according to you, my dear friend, sneakers on Yom Kippur? Asr, right? It should be Malish Asr. I mean, we're not coming to a conclusion yet, right? Right? Not yet. Soon, but not yet. Right? If that's from this Gemara. Because you're saying that the Gemara saying is that the amputee's leg is considered a minnow. And therefore, in the Kuli Alma, you can't use it on Yom Kippur. Right? So in Kuli Alma, you can't use the amputee's leg on Yom Kippur. So then the question is,
Maybe they also use some type of crux in it. But we're saying you can't, but we say it's not okay. But clearly, I mean, you can't use it. So let's see what it looks like. Let us see.
Let's just learn a little bit more Gemara and then we'll see what's going on.
Tana Rabbana, Tinokos Mutarim Bekulam.
That children under the age of Bar Mitzvah don't have to follow the dinim of Yom Kippur, of the Inuyim. Chutz mi nilas ha-sandal.
In other words, they're allowed to eat. All these things they can drink, they can eat. But they have to follow nilas ha-sandal. Maishno nilas ha-sandal. Amri inshi. Avdulei. Inshi avdulei. Hachanami amri inshi avdulei. V'chitzu sikha emir mesmol avdulei. Sandal nami emir mesmol avdulei. Sandal avshin mesmol avdulei. Or maybe you put it on from before. Dama Shmuel, Haiman, the Bayan Lamitam Tama, the Misusa L'Saim Sani. Whereas, because people are going to think that you did it on Yom Kippur, but maybe not. Maybe you did it before. But the answer is no, you can't put on your shoes before Yom Kippur. No one can put your shoes on for you before Yom Kippur because you're not supposed to sleep in your shoes. The Gemara says, if you want to taste the taste of death, go to sleep in your shoes. I don't know what that means. As he says like this, that anything that they need for their growth, then they can't do. So they need to eat, they need to drink, they need to be washed. They need that for their ribisayu. They need that for their growth. But nilas ha-sandal, they don't need that for their growth, for their development. So therefore, Chachamim said they can wear shoes on Yom Kippur. That's the key word. Whether it's ribisayim or not.
Whether it's for their growth. That's a big question, whether you can give kids, like say, some had the shayla, they had a newborn baby, and they needed formula. So then the particular formula that the doctor thought was good for this kid was not kosher. It was not kosher. So what do you do? So can you give them? So normally you're not allowed to feed non-kosher food to your kid. But do we say that? So I sent it to Rav Shechter. So I knew Rav Shechter was makel on this. Not everyone's makel on this, but Rav Shechter thought that, I believe it's based on this Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, that this is Rabbi Sayim, that he needs it for his growth. So even though it's not pikuach nefesh necessarily. But like these things are not pikuach nefesh. Rechitza certainly is not pikuach nefesh. And yet we say it's allowed. You can bathe the kid on Yom Kippur because he needs that for his betterment of his development. So the chiddush of Rav Shechter is to apply it even to. You see, you might think it's only maybe Yom Kippur things. Because Yom Kippur is not an intrinsic issur. It's kosher food, but it's on Yom Kippur. But to say that applies to even treif, something treif that he needs to take, that's a step further. So that's a question whether you would say that. If he needs chametz, I don't know, ask Rav Shechter. I gotta ask him. It could be he would matter that also. Based on this Gemara of Haina Rabbi Sayyid. That's dominant, interesting. That deserves its own shiur of what we can permit for ketanim and what we don't permit for ketanim. But here, the Gemara says that all the things on Yom Kippur you can do for ketanim, except for nilas ha-sandal. Oh. So the question at hand is, Rabosai, what is a sandal? So Svi Selimgar wanted to say that the definition of a sandal is something that helps you walk. But if that be the case, then a lot of people who wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, non-leather sneakers on Yom Kippur, are violating the Isser of Nilas HaSandal, if he's right. Okay? If he's right. So let's see. Let's look at the Rif on page 4. So the Rif quotes this whole Gemara that we just saw. All the Gemara. And the Gemara says, he quotes all these rabbis that they used to use the bamboo things. All the rabbis that used the bamboo things. And what does the Rif say? What does the Rif say about the amputee? What does the Rif say about the amputee? He doesn't. So what does that mean? He left out the... So what do you think that means? The fact that he left that out? That's not considered a shoe. Why? In other words, he quotes all these things that are considered, that aren't a shoe. And the... The whichamacallit, the amputee, he doesn't mention. So what does that show? So not mentioning it, does that imply that it's mutter, or does that imply that it's asr? Oh, beautiful. Whew. In other words, maybe the Rif is learning that Gemara that says that the amputee is a shoe would argue with all those rabbis. So the fact that he's talking like all those rabbis, he's assuming that the amputee is not a shoe. So then what's the shoe question to the all these rabbis have bamboo shoes. Well, maybe that's the definition. Because the Rif, in other words, doesn't say that the minhag is awesome. That the amputee is awesome. The Gemara says it's awesome. The Rif doesn't quote that. So my thought is that the Rif holds, like the Rif said, that the fact that Gemara is arguing on the other Gemara. And if you hold the fast shoe, then in a tsunami, maybe you won't be able to use all the other things. But if you hold it, you can use the other things, then you can use the amputee also. And then, according to the Rif, says to me, then the definition of a shoe is solely what? Leather or not. You like that sound of the Rif? You could like it. There's nothing wrong with liking it. Or you could maybe not like it. You tell me. So we're going to see soon that the Ran learns the Strat and the Rish. So, yeah, John? No. Yeah, you think so? I think they didn't have if they had padlocks in time for tomorrow, we probably had padlocks. But maybe they didn't have padlocks, so you didn't bring it down. So maybe you have an argument, it would be awesome. Just didn't bring it down because it wasn't boxing. Possibility. And then basically, if Yom-Kart would be correct, then basically you're saying, like his original start, that this was true, something that helps you walk, which would be a equivalent of sneakers. Okay, so we're going to see shortly that the Ran learns Pshat in the Rif, that it's only, only leather is also. And apparently we'll see that you know, the minute that we have, that we wear all types of sneakers, maybe that's based on the Rif sheet. But, you know, it's so hard what we're basing on, it's so, I don't know if you're telling it, but, I don't think a shmur is a right to that. That's the shot of this. When a person tries right and not right, but it's a little bit difficult to make a whole thesis of something that he doesn't really say. He just says that these are Marai went out with, the bamboo shoes and this shoe and that shoe. And he doesn't, no way does he mention that leather is the Kobaya. And we're just making a whole shtickle Torah saying, well, he left out this, so it must be that they're arguing, and therefore he left it out. But,
Let's look in the Balamor on page 4. Balamor is always good to read, Rabosei. Milchama says you need 3 hours. But Balamors are good. Rav Salvechik in his shir used to read Milchama's in shir. That's a good challenge, to read every line of a Milchama's. If you could do that, I give you a prize. That's to go through a Milchama's every line by line. Balamors are easy. Still a challenge, but, Balamor is fascinating. It's the most exciting thing in life is going through Balamor, I think. No? From the top 10 for sure. Top 10 exciting things in life are going through Balamor. Okay, so we're going to go through Balamor now.
V'sandal shosham nira mihilchas harif shemutar latzeh spol b'tayna sibur v'yom ha-kippurim. Right, he says you could use the sham because he quotes the Amoraim that went out in the bamboo shoe. He says, "V'lokei nira me'ikar ha-gemara." He thinks that the pashut pshat in the Gemara is that you can't even use a bamboo shoe. Why? The maskana d'shmaitin amar rava to kulei alma minhalu. Because when the Gemara was saying kulei alma minhalu was going on the amputee, right? The verse says everyone agrees it's a minhal, and the only machlokas in Shabbos is whether we're afraid you're going to carry it or not. Uva Shabbos b'ha'hu de pligi, Rabbi Yossi sova gazrina dilma mishtamit v'asi le'siwi, Rabbi Meir sova lo gazrina. V'hi de gazrina m'secha Shabbos v'be isha yotzes v'af shmur ha'dabe, d'stan kolta sandal she'ena shalom b'sandal shal eitz, shal smol b'yamin ha'chitzor k'shera. If you use a sandal shall eat for chalitza, it's kosher. Man tana mashmur Rav Meir, he does not a kitei yotze b'kav shalom. Dear Rav Meir, Yossi Omer, he said in fact, mitzvah chalitza will kasha lay the rava, mishum damaroi ninu, below
d'amina amoroi al chavri. V'hi da omar rov v'perek mitzvah chalitza b'dereisha Reb Meir seifa nami Reb Meir ela haim minayin v'haim lo minayin lo tamayin. T'hanach rabbanon kamay ka'omar v'lam lo taim edinafshi. Tu svir le rabbanon kamay d'shmuel da omar Reb Meir v'yosi b'minol v'lav minol pligi. V'kevin da'aska rova hacha d'kul yalva minolu לא צריכינו לאוגמה להיקר המאיר נקטין לחומר לגבי חליצה לא אבי מנו אלא במחופה אור הסנדל נכתיב אני הולך תחש לגבי תאי ציבר ויום כיפורים לא שרינו למיפק במנו שם לחתחילה לא צבחינו עשה דוסי דרב יצק ברנחמני דאמר אני ריסי שרשו בלבי We don't rely, four lines from the bottom, we don't rely on the testimony that this says, I saw this big rabbi. We don't rely on that. Because once the Gemara says that Kuli Alma, that an amputee's thing is a sandal, so then everything else is also a sandal. Kuliyama sandalhu, the Rava Adifa the Basrahu, Abamikh Sudra Karehu, Vada Tanik Baum of Lav Minu, Mutul Khathila. So what's the story? So look in the Ran, Hilkach Bakol Minal Shaina Shalor Yotibub Yom Kibur Zedasa Raval Fasi.
So the Ran claims that shot in the rift is anything that's not leather you can use on Yom Kippur. And that's why he says the Sham is mutter and this is mutter and that's mutter.
Balamor clearly disagrees because he says you can't go out with Sham. Rav Zachar Levi Cholek Vadov Mishum de Gemara Kshinim Stana Kitei Yosef Kavshalov Kosover Minelhu Yosef Yosef Mishav La Minelhu La Mosef Italia Lov Sham Mishav Osef Yom Kippurim Klomar, next page.
I feel Rabbi Yossi, the Asa B'Shabbos, the Amos Firulei the Lav Minalu, Modesh Asa Lassis Bob Yom Kippur, Avon Chol Mili the Megin Asa. He says the definition of a shoe is anything that protects the foot.
The Kuli Alam Minal Alma Salkid Shmaisin the Chol Midi the Megin Minal Mikri Afal Pisha Eno Meor. Zeo Dazra Zracha Alevizom.
So he wants to say, so anything that protects your foot, so I guess the case of the Suder doesn't really protect your foot, it just covers it. But what about the bamboo shoe? Maybe the bamboo shoe is a little harder than, in other words, the sudar, if you step on a pebble you have a sudar, it's still going to hurt you. Your foot will stay clean, but it's still going to hurt you. But the bamboo is somewhat hard, so that can protect your foot even also. So he's saying that the Ran wants to claim that the rift sheet is leathers the kovei. And as we said, it's not so, I mean, it's Svi Selim got shot in the rift, and it could be he's right, but I don't know, would I take a shuah d'oraisa on this? That's the shot in the rift? I mean, it's not that the rift ever says that. I wish the rift would have said it. He just says, this isn't what so what's our conclusion? So you once could say that that's what the rift means. In other words, why is it that Sham is mutter and Rehitni is mutter and all these things are mutter? So the Ran says the pshat in the rift is because they're not leather. And that's why the rift never brings down that wood is what? Wood is a shoe. Because wood is also mutter, because it's not leather. That's the rift's rift. And the Balamor says, no, even the Sham is usa. Ah, the Gemara has the cases that all this, I saw the Rabbi so-and-so go out with the bamboo shoe, I saw Rabbi so-and-so, you can't rely on that, says the Rish. Because Rava says that by Minna, Kuli Alma, that the amputee's thing is a shoe, so if Kuli Alma's a shoe, so then that's it. If it's Kuli Alma's a shoe, then then we negate all those stories. We can't rely on any of those stories. All the hearsay, all the Rebbe Shemaitzes. That's what the Baal HaMor says. Baal HaMor is always Mechudosh. He says that one line in the Gemara that says that by the amputee, the Kuli Alma Minilhu, therefore negates all the stories. One halacha, Sukkah, negates all the testimony of all these stories. One second. Then he says the third sheet, third possibility. And then he has Shitas Rashi. El Kod HaKlol will be a death third line. She Rashi is also Vishal 8th Minim Mikri. Then Yosef will be a Mikipurim. Avol Mili Achri Nilav Minilu V'Yosef Minim. Ladies also with the cool minnow ninu vasiri. Have also some with the whole minnow she'enu me'or lo miki minnow. In other words, what does he say Rashi sheet is? That, what? Only eighths. Only eighths is a minnow. So that means even leather is okay. Even leather, that's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. I don't know, maybe it's not Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma, it's minnow. So if that's a minnow, now you understand why everything else is not a minnow, because it's not shalates. So then it comes out he wants to claim the three shitas here. That the riff negates, doesn't bring down the eights, so we see hurls, that's not a minnow. And all these other things are not a minnow. So what's a minnow? So it must be or. Or is the definition. And the Baal HaMor says, no, everything's a minnow. Everything is asa. Anything that protects your food is asa. That's a minnow. And Rashi says, only eight is a minnow. Yeah, so, yeah, right, exactly. Can you wear socks according to the Baal HaMor? You wear socks according to the Baal HaMor, so Lechora, socks not. Because you're going to wear socks, you're going to get hurt by pebbles. Right? So socks is only covering your foot. So the Baal HaMor himself says you can wear a sudar. So socks is like a sudar, right, exactly. So it comes like this. The Shitas Rashi is the only definition of a shoe is wood. So if you're not wearing wood, it's okay. So according to Rashi, you can wear leather shoes. Right? Regular leather shoe doesn't have wood in it, right? It would. According to the Baal HaMor, you can't wear anything, but you can wear socks, because socks is not Megan, it's just Mechasa. And according to the Rif, leather is what's... And Mimela, that's why all these other things are Mutter. And the eighth will also be mutter. So those are the three shittas. Yeah. Right, because at the end of the Gemara says Kuli Alma, it's a minnow, and that was wood. So he's learning pshat is, so now works in good. That's wood, and the reason why everything else was. Also, what they used was because it wasn't wood, it's bamboo. So it would be okay.
Where does the riff get that
it's
not leather?
Oh, right. So, Harav HaGoyin, Rav Avidan, Plitov, where do you know leather from? Where do you know leather from? Where do you know leather from? Because that was what the sandal was normally made out of, was leather. And that's how we learned the push-up shot in the Gemara, that he used this. The point is, because it was leather.
For nowadays, you don't wear things that you don't normally wear as shoes.
Oh, so now what we have to do is look at our codifier of Jewish law, the Rambam. Now, let's look at this Rambam. And then we have to do a Ramban also. Page 7, going over to page 8. Says the Rambam, also linol minol v'sandol afilu b'ragl achas. You can't wear a mindol or a sandal even in one leg. Mutol says v'sandol shal sham. So clearly he's against the Balamor. He says sham is mutter, shal gemi is mutter, keotzibim. The korech adam begel ragl keotzibo. And you could have the beged al raglov. Shere koshi haaretz magil al raglov umargishu yachis. Atiroka samavishay mutar bachil shvir chitzu sicha monim osa minol sandal. Tell me what the Rambam's saying. So according to Rambam, you can wear sneakers?
Sure.
Yeah? Does everyone agree with that?
Maybe not. Maybe only Sean sneakers.
Why?
Yachif,
yeah. What's the key line in the Rambam? The key word? How does he define what you need? Right, what does he say before that? Shrei koshi ha'aretz magia l'raglov u'margishu yochet. Meaning you have to feel. What does koshi ha'aretz mean? The hardness of the ground. Because you have to be able to feel the hardness of the ground. So if you don't, in other words, those days the leather shoes or whatever these things they wore, you felt the hard, you know, in other words, leather you wouldn't, but in other words, that's the key. Because what is it? It's nilas a sandal, is a din yachis that you should feel. It's an inui, it's one of the inuim of Yom Kippur. So it's only considered an inui if what? If you feel the hardness of the ground. So Mimela. So apparently the bamboo thing, you know, you feel the hardness of the ground. So it should come out. So what would the Rambam say about today's sneakers? Usher. He would say usher.
Everything over there, 3 foot, the mama of the sand,
According to the Rambam, yeah. So according to the Rambam, what do you have to do? Socks. Socks. And you see what bothers me? I'll tell you what really bothers me is that, you know, what are you going to tell me that we're so much on the Rif? We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch. But it's not so clear that that's what the Rif is saying. You know what I mean? It's not so pashut. You know, the Rif doesn't spell it out. The Rif, by the fact that he says this, 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 and he leaves out the other case, but maybe there's other reasons why he left it out. You know, like, can you build a whole thesis on what was left out and say, you know? So let's see, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Wait, before the Shulchan Aruch, let's just see the Ramban. There's one Ramban I want you to see on page 6. Look on the second column of the Ramban. Rav Huna in the middle of the line. Rav Huna nafik bir hitni, top line. Rabbi nafik bir dehutsi, Rabbi v'kili, karach sudar nafimah. Hu adin sandal shal eitz. So he says, dehutsi dabai sandal shal eitzu. That eitz is mutter. Ve'ein minol ella shal or. Oh, now Avidan, he says it clearly. Where d'ksiv analcha tachash. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So he's saying that a sandal shal eitz. So what do we say? We want to say that the Rif holds that a sandal shal eitz is okay. So the Ramban is saying that also, and the Ramban's saying that's what basically hutsi is. Because hutsi is like, well, loving, but it's basically a hard thing. So you know, you're probably also not going to be margish the koshi arts. So he says, ein minel el shalor. So he writes it beferish. This is the first part, Risha, we see klor. That ein minel el shalor, because the pasuk says, v'analcha tachash, Pasuk in Yecheskel, that you're nalayim a tachash. We had a whole chumash on tachash, right? Tachash was an animal, so it means the skin of that animal. It means leather. The mechuper shalor osa, and this is a further chiddush, that if you have a wood shoe, and then you wrap the wood shoe with leather, it's basically a wood shoe. Then you coat it with leather. You know, that's also osa. How do you understand that halakha? In other words, the Ramban clearly says the definition. So here we have someone beferish, right? This Ramban is beferish, that the definition of a shoe is or. And if it's not or, it's not a shoe. Right, so now maybe we're not so uncomfortable saying that the Rif said that meant that also. Because basically the Ramban is, and the Mechamis is going to follow the Rif, Lachara. Right? That's what he usually, you know, the Balamor usually starts off with the Rif. That's what it's called, Mechamis Hashem. What's the Mechama? He's making a Mechama with the Balamor. Balamor starting up with the Rif, and Ramban comes to defend. Just like we said in the Nidash in the morning, that the Rashba wrote the Taras HaBayis, the Ra'or tries to knock his bias, and then the Rashba protects it, the Mishmeres HaBayis. So in here, the way the fights go is the Rif says this thing, the Balmor usually attacks him, and the Ramban fights the Milchamas Hashem against the Balmor to defend the Rif. So it's clear in the that, and I think in the Milchamas we'll see is saying as well that's the definition of a shoe. A shoe is or.
and it shouldn't make a difference. And even if you're not margish the kosher arts, it doesn't make a difference because eitz is mutter. Eitz is mutter. So eitz should not margish the kosher arts. Right? But the Rambam has to aser eitz l'chor, right? Because if you have a shoe of eitz, you're not going to be marked. No? Are you going to be?
You have a shoe of eitz? You have a shoe of eitz? A wooden shoe? Probably not, no? So it comes out that these are the three sheetahs. In other words, the Rabban says 100%, so then now you don't have to worry anymore. Right? The Rabban says the Feirish is all totally on what? Leather. The Balamor says it's all totally on something that protects your foot. So, but if it doesn't protect your foot, like socks, it's Muslim, but everything else is also. And Rashi holds that wood is the thing. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Maybe I'm trying to look harder. Yeah. You mean the cow had leather? So you mean the pshat is, this is a totally different thing than we were saying till now.
Well, maybe we didn't do it.
Maybe that's pshat how the Ramban learns. Right, in other words, this is a totally different. It could be that's how the Ramban learned. Maybe he says it in Muhammad, so we have to check. Is that maybe the reason why the. Most probably there was leather, meaning. Because the Ramban says a chiddush, not only a leather shoe, but if you have a wood shoe that has leather around it, that's also considered leather. You don't say, since basically the shoe is a wood shoe, and then around the wood you coat it with leather. That's also awesome. So it could be the Kav Kiteya was like that. And so Mimela, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that it's a din in leather. But not only if the main part of the shoe is leather, but even if it's basically the shoe is a wooden shoe, you just coat it with leather, that's also called leather. But what's interesting, like Rabbi Berger would say, but Lachor, if it's just a leather, I mean, people are makpid not even to use like a little leather strip, right? They don't use it. But Lachor, you know, Rabbi Berger thought that's so posh, right? Because chupa means it's really surrounded. So you have to say that that's the pshat. That the definition of a minhal is shalor. And the chiddush is not only or, but mechupa or also. So that's the Ramban wrote beferish. Now let's see the Bach. What does the Bach say? Page 17. Page 17. You're allowed to use socks. Loshna b'bayis, loshna b'shus harab, and kachos of a rosh. Okay, shomu shimu dafkik midivrei, whatever. Mem ches, ulfar shadafkik b'ay shoy, v'tam, shomahem d'dafkik shol sham v'gem, yke yotzei shein domim l'minol b'tzurosim, l'osi l'mitei linol minol gomer, yotzei b'av afilu shus harab. Well, minol gomer, afu b'shul shol beged, also lotzeis, that's in the middle of the middle shore. But here's the thing, the Bach says that anything that has the form of a shoe is usur. Because if you're going to start to use that, then there's a gzeira that you can come to use a real shoe. So the Bach has this thing that anything that has a form of a shoe, so even though it's a sneaker, but has a sneaker has the form of a shoe, is usur. Well, so take a look now. And that's what he quotes from the Tosefta. Look in the Tosefta on page 16. The Tosefta says, Yom HaKippurim Osu b'achila b'chitza v'shtia v'sicha v'nila sasan v'tash mishamita afilu ba'al pilya shel begin. A pilsa beged is a cloth shoe. So the Tosefta says even that's usur. So the Bach says that's usur because it looks like a shoe. Now some want to say in the Minchas Bikurim that the Tosefta only meant that if you're gonna go outside in the street, because then you consider carrying because it's really not a shoe. But inside your house it's okay. That's probably the pashup shot. Oh. But let's see, Rabbosai, what's the din in Hilchas Chalitza? In Hilchas Chalitza, what page is it? Yeah, it's page 10. A heel strap. A heel. So the Rambam holds that you can't use a minol shel eitz for chalitza. So the question that people ask is, didn't we say in Yom Kippur that a minol shel eitz according to the Rambam is what? Is also a mutter according to the Rambam to wear in Yom Kippur. Can you wear a minol shel eitz according to the Rambam? No, because what? You have to be margish to kol shiharetz. Now the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Beis compares the halacha of minol on page 9. You'll see the Gemara makes comparison between Hilchas Chalitza and Hilchas Yom Kippur. So the question that people raise is, I thought in Hilchas Yom Kippur we said that the Rambam would ask the Shalites. So how come he says, so if he's asked the Shalites, so why is it that you could use doesn't that show it's a minnow, so therefore you should be able to use it chalitza, but yet the Rambam paskens you can't use it chalitza? Oh, so that's what the Sefer Avodas Hayom want to say, that maybe by Yom Kippur it's not enough that you should not wear a shoe, but you have to be yachif. It's an added requirement of yachif. So if you're not yachif, so maybe you'll call a tarakula, it's not a shoe, and therefore you can't use a chalitza when you have shalitz, it's not a shoe, so you can't use a chalitza. But as Kirsch said, maybe on Yom Kippur there's an added requirement that you should be margish the ground. And that's, you take a look, we're not going to have time to read the whole thing, but in the Sefer that I xeroxed here, what is it called? Avodas Hayom, it's in the packet, he suggests that as well. So bottom line, Rabosai, Me'ikir Adin, we rely on the Shulchan Aruch and on the Ramban and the Rif, that as long as it's not shall or that it's mutter. However, if you want to see on page 20 of Shechta quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, take a look on page 20 in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. He says, Me'achar shel Adas HaRambam, since Shitas Ram isn't even Sasanga Kibidaraisahu, that we didn't do yet. That's in the packet also. The Rambam holds that all the Inuyim are Daraisa. You want to take a look? Where's the Rambam? That's important. There's a Machlokas Rishonim about that. Some Rishonim hold only Achil Ishtiyah is Daraisa. But the Rambam holds that, take a look on page 2, Halacha Hay. V'chein Lamadu Mipi Ashmua, Shalosh Lirchot Olosach. So that's how the Rambam learns. Shabbos, if you just had the word Shabbos, then I would think maybe it's only Achil Shtia, maybe it's only Melacha. Shabbos, Shabboson, the Shabboson, that includes all the other things that you have to refrain from. And that's the Rambam Shita, that not only Achil Ishtia is an Issa Daraisa, but everything is an Issa Daraisa. So since the Rambam Shita is that Nilas HaSandal is an Issa Daraisa, so Rav Soloveitchik says he would recommend that you should be Machmir, according to Das HaRambam, that you shouldn't wear a few minol shel or, what's in parentheses? what's the parentheses? Sneakers balas. No sneakers. Toshi Ishbo, what's that word? Arch. Sha'akev shol yosek avo miyasher shar haregel. Anything that, any shoe that has an arch, meaning any, even a sneaker, according he wants to say, according to Shitas Rambam, once there's an arch, you're gonna, not going to be markish the koshi arts. That's, because what does the arch do? It lifts the foot up. So now you're not going to, so he says, the Rambam Shita is that it's a daraisa, and the Rambam holds that you have to be margish the koshi arts. So he says, it's kedai to be machmir for the Rambam. I mean, I'm sure he didn't do it, so that's what he, I don't think, he didn't do it when he's walking in the street, meaning once he got into the shul, inside, he took off his sneakers, and spent the day in shul, and Rav Shechter does that also, just with socks, for the Rambam Shita. Although, ba'ein lo arch, yesh lo hatir, shari margish u'bzez koshi arts. So that's, so, but if there's no arch, like if you have something flat that doesn't have an arch, so you'll be margish to koshi arts, and then the Rambam would say that's okay. So according to the Rambam, it's not enough that it's not leather, that you have to be margish koshi arts. So Rabbi Meikir Adin, you know, it's okay. But if someone wants to be machmir, only in a situation where, you know, like people aren't going to think you're crazy. You know, if you go into some shul and think you're a crackpot, you know, so I don't know if you should do it, because l'maisa you have the Shulchan Aruch to rely on. But if you're in a situation, you know, where it's not like that, you're in the yeshiva, or you're in the place where they're not going to look at you like a meshuggah, a halba meshuggah, or a gansa meshuggah, so then it's not a crazy chumrah, because you know, the Rambam, Pashup Shah in the Rambam, he would see people wearing sneakers that for some people they're more comfortable for them than their own shoes. It's doubtful that, again, we're not mechuyev to follow every Rambam. You know, we say we follow. But according to the Ramban, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the Rif, perhaps, it's all totally in leather, and therefore that's what we. We're so mecham. So mikra din, we hold it's okay, and it's just. I mean, the Rambam. I have to tell you, the Rambam is mistaber, because the bottom line is, like Bert was saying before, it's an inui. You know, it's not supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be. You know that you're ma'ana yourself. This is one of the five ways. You know, when you don't eat, you feel hungry. That's an inui. You don't drink. You know, it feels inui, right? So if you wear a shoe, if you wear comfortable sneakers, I don't know, is that really? So look, bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's okay, but it's not crazy. It's not a crazy chumrah to say that no, that to say that like the Shita Sarambam. Okay, just to conclude, in the Sefer Agra the Pirka, page 21. He quotes on the Maram Chagiz. Maybe Shem Chagiz was around the Inyul Vishas and Menolim Hulkadei. What's the point of wearing shoes in general? Is to, that your basar shouldn't touch the Adama. Because the Adama, the Chetel Shal Adam Arishon, is Kalkala, can also have Hefsek than a regular Adama. Whereas the land was cursed. So we don't want to have direct contact with the Adama, because after the Chet of Adam Arishon, so the land was cursed, so therefore we keep our distance from the cursed land. But the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yimkor Adam Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo Yikach Milon Olim L'Raglo. It says you should sell all what you have to buy yourself shoes. Why? Because shoes are being mafsik between the klala of the ground and your body. And that's why he says, it's an unbelievable thing. We make a bracha every morning, sha'asa li kol tzarki, and that's the bracha on putting on the shoes. Because when you put on your shoes, you go places, you can do what you need. You get all your needs done. So also we call tzarki. That's why some people on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av don't make the bracha also we call tzarki. If I'm not mistaken, the Satmar Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, I have to check for sure, but I seem to recall the Satmar Rebbe, the old title Ben Motzai Yom Kippur, after Marv, after the fast was over, he put on his shoes and he'd make the bracha also he called tzarki, which he didn't make in the morning. Our minhag is that we make it, because even though we're not putting it on, because we hold that even though you don't hear the rooster, you still make shanasa nasach vivina, because it's the normal thing. So we don't make the bracha only if we're experiencing the thing. But it could be that some hold you should, or at least by the bracha shasali called tzarki, so some people don't make that bracha on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and they wait till after the fast to make shasali called tzarki. But what he's saying is that a shoe is a critical thing. But he says, on Yom Kippur, why is it? Then the land is full of Kedusha. The world is full of Kedusha, because the Kedusha's Hayom of Yom Kippur permeates the whole ground. It permeates the whole ground, and therefore it's nothing wrong with being direct contact with the ground on Yom Kippur, because the ground has Kedusha and it's not cursed on Yom Kippur. That the Kedusha takes care of it. And that's what he writes. That why in Tisha B'Av don't we wear shoes? So he says, because where's the Kedusha by Tisha B'Av, right? He says, Yom Kippur, he says, normally we wear shoes that we shouldn't be touched the klala. The land is cursed. On Yom Kippur, the land is full of holiness. So Mimela, you could touch it directly. And he says, on Tisha B'Av, which is the day that we're anticipating the Mashiach, so you can't wear shoes to show that this is the day of Tisha B'Av that Mashiach is eventually going to come and the land is going to be removed from the curse. So to show that we're anticipating the coming of Mashiach, who's going to take us out of the curse, we already don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. But the idea being, Rabbi Osai, that I think the Musar Haskel of Pipashtas is that whatever you come in contact with, if it's something good, it'll be, you know, if you come in contact with Kedusha, you'll be a Kaddish person. You come in contact with Tumah, you come in contact with Klala, you know, that's going to affect your whole being. You know, that's a big Yisod. You know, you have to realize that we discussed this, that anything comes into you that you have contact affects you. A person looks at something, looks at a, you know, inappropriate picture or something like that. That's going to affect them. It just affects you. If you look at Dvarim Shel Kedusha, you surround yourself with Kedusha, that's going to affect you also. It's going to affect who you are. So that's why the whole year round we're makpid not to touch, not to come in direct contact with the klala. And therefore we wear the shoes. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, that's the day that Kedusha permeates. And the more Kedusha we have in contact, that's going to affect our mahus. And then I was speaking to Rav Goldwicht, and he said I should add on that that the shoes also is the, you know, we know that the brothers sold Yosef. The pasuk says for shoe. Al michram b'kesef tzadik ve'evyon b'avor nalayim. Right? When they sold Yosef with the money, they bought shoes. Because a shoe is something that represents where you're going. What are you doing in your life? You know? So Yom Kippur is that after Yom Kippur, like Rav Goldberg said, after Yom Kippur, when we put on the shoes again, we now should think Yom Kippur cleansed us to now direct us in a new way. Now we're putting on our shoes, and now we start to go, and that's the yisod. So it's another idea of the Sasana. But what we discussed today, Rabbi Osai, are the different shitas we've shown him. We discussed the sheet of the Rif and the Ramban that it's totally an or, the sheet of the Rashi that it's eights, the sheet of the Balamor is called Midi Magen, we discussed Mechupa Or, we discussed the all these different sheets, the Rambam sheet of Koshi Aretz. And in the bottom of this page, he points out that this vort of the, this Agra the Pirk is written by the Bnei Yisaskar. He's the one who said this vort with the Klala. He says it works in good with the Shitas Habach, that anything that has a Tzura or Kershis Pshat, with the Avodas Hayom's Pshat, that on Yom Kippur there's a special din of Dafka touching the ground. So in other words, not to wear a sneaker, not mamish to touch the ground, because that's the din, and not to wear anything that has semblance of shoe, because this is the time that there's Kedusha around. And when there's Kedusha around, we can come direct contact with that Kedusha, and hopefully that should permeate our being. And but that's a big yisod, that whatever you come in contact with in life, that's going to change who you are. In other words, if you expose yourself, you expose yourself to TV, That's gonna have an effect on you, That's why Bez Hashem, when you start a new bias, again, every situation is different, and sometimes people need things, and but it's a very strong consideration whether you let a TV in your house. Should be a very strong consideration. Again, every situation sometimes it might be necessary in some situations, but it's something that, it should be thought about the COVID Rosh, because that could change the whole atmosphere of the house, whether there's Kedusha or whether there's much less Kedusha in your house, could be determined on what you let inside. And that's a big factor. And if together with your wife, you're able to, hopefully sometimes it won't even be a discussion, it'll be pushed at that, but it's something that, again, sometimes people might need it, sometimes for some, things, again, I'm not here to make a blanket statement, but you should realize that, and today you don't have to talk about TV, because you have so much on the computer. There's so much things that are inappropriate on the computer as well. So you have to just be very careful what you let into your house, what you let into your eyes, what you let into the ears, like the Shalosh says. Whatever is Kedusha is going to affect you in a good way, whatever is not. So Yom Kippur is the Kedusha is rampant. So take off your shoes, come in contact to the ground, and everything is fine. But again, as I said, every situation is different, and sometimes for some situations it might not be a problem. Yeah, you have to see how it's used, etc. But the general rule of thumb that whatever Kedusha comes to you is gonna make you a different type of person, make your children, Bez Hashem, different types of people as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, we'll have come.